Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am your host. My name, Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can listen online, KFYO.com, and also download the Radio Pub app for your iPhone or Android device. You can take the show, the station, wherever you go. It's real nice if you're planning on heading out of town anytime soon or whatever. I had a lot of folks who have plugged in the Radio Pub app and have been able to listen to the show cross country, and well, appreciate that when you are able to do that. First voice you hear from when you dial in, Ariel Walden on the other side. Government is partially shut down, so if you plan on going to a national park or national monument, well, sorry about you, but if you are doing anything else in the world, you're probably not going to feel any effects of it whatsoever, except for the Panda Cam. The Panda Cam you will not be able to watch. But joining us to talk about the government shutdown and also what effect, if any, it'll have on Republicans going forward and what Republicans need to do in order to have a big win. The editor of redstate.com, you see him on Twitter all the time, Eric Erickson. Eric, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the program today. Always appreciate it when you can.
Sure.
Government partially shut down last night. No major fires have broken out. Riots have not happened in the streets. It's a lot like the sequester. Everyone went, huh, okay. And everyone's...
Yeah, exactly. We still had to take our kids to school this morning. They were rather disappointed.
Yeah, no, they thought they could sleep in. Wow, man. See? The children. You got to think about the children when
it's
comes to this. That's right. Eric, what...
Well, the only thing that shut down, I should say, are the Obamacare websites, which apparently they couldn't figure out how to get working.
Yeah, you'd think that they could figure that out, but I compared it earlier to when you go to get your license renewed, your driver's license, and you think it's only going to take 10, 15 minutes. That's
right.
Basically what you have to deal with online now. Eric, let's talk about Republicans. They're already getting a lot of heat, which was expected from the media, from Democrats. How do they win over public opinion on this? It should be fairly easy just because of the message that they should be sending out there, that this is a fight over Obamacare and over the economy and over people's jobs, but Republicans aren't always good at conveying.
Well,
message.
You know, I talked to a member of Congress this morning who told me that he sees leadership staffers huddling in a corner waiting to lose. They're not even trying to win. What I think they need to be doing is be on the floor of the House every hour, passing appropriations bills and sending them to the Senate. Make them look reasonable. Show that they're doing their job. They are willing to fund the government. They're just not willing to fund Obamacare.
But they're not doing that?
Nope, they're not doing it. They're going to probably ask for a conference again and try to come up with some sort of grand bargain. Harry Reid is not being reasonable, doesn't want to do it. Dick Durbin is saying that they'll give him the medical device tax, which I think Republicans should oppose, but now some Democrats are saying, we'll give you that. They should be fighting at least for a delay of the individual mandate, but they should be fighting for defund. They're not going to, though. The Republicans didn't want this fight. They feel like they had to do this fight, but they're deeply resentful of Ted Cruz and others for making them fight.
Well, and you look at the speaker. John Boehner, you're right, I think. He did not want this fight. He was drug into this, kicking and screaming in order to have a spine on this. And, you know, they've stood tall for a few hours now, for a couple of days. Do you think that they can now go back and say, hey, you know what? We tried everything, and sorry, we just couldn't fight any longer. Do you think that's eventually going to happen?
Oh, probably so. I've got no faith in the House leadership. They've never shown themselves to be strong on anything other than self-preservation.
Well, so how long does this last, in your opinion?
Well, some people on the Hill are saying it could last 2 weeks. I don't know that it'll last that long. I think they'll come up with some sort of resolution as quickly as possible. The longer this drags out, though, it's more advantageous for Republicans to hold the line and not restart government until they get demands. Because of the blowback, they're going to have something to look like winner. So yeah. If it goes more than a week, the Republicans are really going to absolutely have to hold their ground. At some point, they're going to have to reopen because I got to get my wife's passport renewed so she can go to Europe with me in November.
I was about to say, well, I'm kind of in the same boat. We got to get passports done, but that's open right now, though. Passports are still open, according to the State Department, so I guess you could still do that.
For now.
Yeah, for now. If they last for 2 weeks and Republicans have no win at all, except for maybe this medical device tax. How does that reflect on Republican leadership and just the Republican argument going forward? Because won't a lot of people just sit up there and go, what was the point?
Yeah, a lot of people will. A lot of people everywhere else will as well. That John Boehner can't really get a grip on what's going on. And remember, John Boehner has made several deals with the president in the past that have been rejected by his conference. I suspect this is the last bit of John Boehner's tenure as Speaker. I don't see him Speaker after 2014. I assume the Republicans will keep the House because of redistricting, but I don't believe that John Boehner will stay as Speaker.
I was about to ask you, what ramifications will this have on 2014? Because normally we take a look back, midterm elections, Democrats don't show up. It is Republican-friendly during that time, even though Republicans are scared now about 2014. Do you think this has any ramifications?
No, look, go back to the 95-96 shutdowns. Republicans did lose 8 seats in the House, but they were seats they would have lost anyway. And everyone's pretty honest about that. They were seats that they won in flukes in 94. They lost them back in 96. No one expected them even before the shutdown to keep them. They gained 2 seats in the Senate. At the gubernatorial level, it was neutral. They picked up one and they lost one. At the state legislative level, they made gains. There were no major national ramifications for a government shutdown.
Let me ask you about this. John Cornyn, you've been keeping up with the debate between John Cornyn and Ted Cruz. What do you think John Cornyn's future is on this? Because you've been keeping a pulse on what's happening in D.C. Do you think Cornyn is now on the bubble? Is he in danger, or is this just a minor thing?
I'm starting to believe that John Cornyn must have dementia or something. I really am. He is running ads in Texas saying he supports defunding Obamacare, while in Washington he's doing everything he possibly can to undermine the defund effort. He says he wants to stop Obamacare. In Washington he's doing everything to keep it going. He's saying a whole lot of stuff in Texas while doing a whole lot of the opposite stuff in Washington.
And so he's acting like a typical Washington politician then.
Yeah, he is. He is acting as the Democrats' best friend in Washington, D.C., while in Texas he's giving fire-breathing speeches. I think he's lost his mind.
Well, do you think that he's going to have an opponent in this?
I wish. I wish he would. I wish Ted Cruz's dad would run against him. Raphael is awesome, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Visiting with Eric Erickson of RedState.com. Eric, you said you don't think this will last a couple of weeks. If it does last 2 to 3 weeks, what is the likelihood of the president or the Democrats caving on Obamacare and delaying it? We've already seen that they've had issues with the business side of things, obviously with the website. Why not delay?
Well, I think they may very well have to if it gets past 2 weeks. At that point, it's going to be that the burden will be on the Democrats to come up with something. If the Republicans have played their hands right, they'll have to do something. Remember, we know from the 95-96 shutdown in December, January of 95 to January 96, in George Stephanopoulos' memoirs, that Clinton came within a day of giving the Republicans everything they wanted, and they woke up ready to sell out, and the headlines on CNN were that Bob Dole decided to reopen the Senate. The Republicans need to remember that history lesson and need to just sit on their hands and wait for the Democrats if this goes past 2 weeks.
Yeah, visiting with Eric Erickson, RedState.com. You can go and check out some of his latest as well. Eric, I appreciate you coming on today.
Absolutely, glad to.
Have a good one.
You too.
That's Eric Erickson. You can also follow him on Twitter as well.